this is something that we can do. We just had 10 days without anyone dying on our roads. And if we can do 10 days, why can't we do another 10 days? Why can't we get to the end of the year through the holidays without a fatality?
John Gleason is the public information officer for the Utah Department of Transportation.
Too many people are dying on our roads, and one is too many.
There were two fatalities on Utah roads Monday night. A semi-truck driver in Bountiful crashed into a pole on I-15, and a 12-year-old boy was killed while crossing the street in Pleasant Grove.
The one important thing to remember is always focus on the road. If you take your attention off the road for even a second or two, the results can be catastrophic. It's something that we see far too many times, and no one thinks it's ever going to happen to them.
While 88% of Utah drivers do wear seatbelts, the 12% that elect not to are the number one cause of road deaths in Utah.
In 2018, we shouldn't have to have this conversation anymore, but that's still the number one cause of deaths on our roads, people not buckling up.
Gleason says 10 days without road fatalities is an impressive accomplishment.
To put things in perspective, Texas has had at least one person die on the roads every day since November 7th of 2000. So that's a long stretch, and it does show that we're doing some things that we can all be proud of here, but there's always more to do.
Gleason says UDOT has gone through educational efforts to encourage Utah drivers to buckle up, but efforts don't end there.
All of us know someone who doesn't buckle up, and now it's up to the rest of us to reach out to our mothers, our fathers, and friends who, for whatever reason, refuse to buckle up and tell them that they need to do it.
Reporting with Utah Public Radio News, I'm Lauren Bennett.